Hello, I'm Ron Lent, and this is my audio post from August 15, 2019, titled Hidden Winds.
Test, test. Hello?
This is mic number one. Isn't this a lot of fun? Okay, so last month I was working on a blog post, and it wasn't going very well. I was trying to write this thing, and I took a lot of time, and it just kept falling apart. I had a point of view, and I had some ideas and some examples, and it just wasn't interesting. And so I decided to abandon it, throw the whole thing away, and out of an act of desperation to try to hit my deadline, I just decided to wing it. Instead of writing a blog post out, I just recorded myself talking about failure, because the blog post was failing, and it was all that I was thinking about. So I said, well, this is on my mind, so let me just talk about this instead. And it worked out pretty well, I think. I got some feedback from some friends saying, this is a good form for you. This is, you know, very authentic. And I thought, well, that's good, because for one, it's faster. So, you know, that's very useful for it to not take so long. But also, the reason I make these things in the first place is because although these topics tend to seem kind of obvious, like, oh, I've heard that opinion before, they always tend to be things that I know but keep forgetting. And I find that when I take the time to think about them and talk about them and try to make some intelligent sense of the topic, it's easier for me to kind of digest and make it into a sort of a practice. And so they are messages to myself just as much as they are to anyone else who might find them useful. So about a week after that post, I was talking to my sister, and she asked me, what is your next topic going to be? And I said, well, I have a couple of things in mind. I mean, I was thinking maybe I would talk about imposter syndrome or something. And she said, well, the last post was about failure. What if you make this post about success, you know, kind of balance it out? And I thought, that's totally it. That's perfect. I knew right away that that was going to be what I wanted to talk about. Because the thing about failure is, although it's a crummy feeling and it's really bad, it's kind of basic. It's something we all have in common. It's a commiseration kind of moment. Grabbing beers with a couple of friends on a Friday night after a really crummy week, talking about, well, let's never do that again. You know, it's that kind of thing. But success is different. It has a weird complication that comes with it that you don't often think about. I mean, the moment of success, the balloons and the champagne, hurrah, we did it, that's great. But what follows success can tend to be a little bit trickier. So I thought, well, maybe I'll talk about some of those things. Maybe I'll talk about, like, how do we follow this up? You know, when you succeed at something, there's a tendency to try to maintain that feeling, that kind of greatness that you achieved. And it almost always gets in the way and messes you up because you're focused on the wrong thing. Thought I could talk about that. I could talk about the fear of success. I've had people say that to me, like, maybe you're afraid to succeed. I never really quite understood what it meant, but I suspect that it's true. And of course, there's the trap. You know, when you're starting out trying to build your life at the very beginning, you're really not good at anything. You have a lot of different options that you could take. You pick something that seems interesting or something you want to do, and you start out and you're bad at it, but you slowly get better at it. You make some adjustments, you have some fortuitous wins, you make some mistakes, and you learn from them. And the next thing you know, you get pretty good at something. But the problem is, you're way out there now. Maybe you're making some good money and you have a lifestyle that you're comfortable with. If you were to switch to something else, one of those other options, you'd have to go all the way back to zero, or very close to zero. You might have learned some things along the way that help you, but you're basically starting over again. And so if you're faced with that decision, it's very easy to stick with the thing you're pretty good at, even if you're not really that happy with it anymore. You might have been happy in the beginning. It might have been exactly what you wanted. But, you know, we change. And so that success has kind of like trapped you. You're in prison now with what you're good at. And of course, I could spend a half an hour talking about that. But what I want to focus on is something different. It's this fuzzy question that we always have hanging in the back of our head when we embark on something new in our life. It's this question of, if I succeed at all with this thing, will I even recognize it? Will I know that I've achieved it? And more importantly, like, when is this going to happen? How much of my life am I going to have to go through before I get to this moment? And that's the way we tend to look at success. We tend to look at it as a thing that we're headed toward, and all the stuff you have to do on the way to that thing are the sacrifices you have to make, chores you have to do, work, making adjustments, failing and trying new things to try to get to this goal at the end. But I realized it's something a little different than that, I think. I had this conversation with my father when I first quit my job in advertising and decided to go with this whole make a living with my artwork. And he asked me, so what's your plan? What do you have, you know, what are you going to do? Because he had a lot of advice, because he did the same thing. He quit his job years ago and started making a living doing his paintings. So he was asking me, what's your plan? And I said, I don't really have a very clear plan yet. I'm just, you know, I've saved some money and I can spend a little time getting this thing up to speed. So my plan right now is to make the plan. I mean, it's very exciting, but if this doesn't work, if I fail doing this, I can always go back to advertising. I'm pretty good at that. And he says, well, what do you mean? And I was like, well, you know, like if I can't make a living with my artwork, I can go back to advertising. You know, what do you mean if you fail? He said, you've already succeeded. He said, the fact that you were able to build your life to this moment so that you could quit your job and try this thing is a huge success. The fact that you're even attempting this is amazing. And so that was very inspiring to me, and it was exactly what I needed to hear at that moment. I had just left my job. I was in a very scary place. And it gave me some courage to keep going. And it made me feel good about, you know, yeah, he's right. That was a bit of a brave step. I'd been thinking about it for so long that when I finally took the step, it didn't feel like an accomplishment. It just felt like, yes, that was the plan, and you did your plan, so fine. You know, you don't have to pat yourself on the back. Just keep going. And that is the key. We tend to think of success as this giant golden mountaintop that's thousands of miles away, and we just slowly walk to it every day, and after years and years, we finally arrive at our goal. And that the daily stuff that you do to get there are just the default annoyances and tasks and things you have to deal with. You've got to send in this letter and apply to this grant and ask these people if they want to show your art in their gallery and sell a painting here or whatever. I'm just using my own examples. But all of those things are the necessities of getting to your goal. But really, those are the successes. When you get to that thing at the end, it's not a thing. It's not a destination. Instead of thinking about it as a, you know, a place that you finally arrive at, think about it more like a building that you're putting together or a model of something. You know, you're just working on it here, and it slowly becomes the thing. And every time you add something to it, like an equation, 1 plus 1 plus 8 plus 4, and you keep your head down and you keep working, and every once in a while you step back to see where you wound up, and you're like, hey, I'm at 1,000. This is a milestone. Put a flag in that. You know, but that number, that's just a symbol. It isn't the success itself. It's like when you win an award. You know, did you ever win an award and it feels a little bit hollow? I've won some awards for campaigns that I worked on over the years, some advertising stuff. And it's fun to go out with your friends and shake someone's hand and receive the recognition for what you did. I mean, that feels really great. But this thing that you get, this trophy at the end, it doesn't really matter. It's just a symbol. It's like sending $2,000 to WNYC during their fund drive, and you get a canvas tote bag with their logo on it. Obviously, you didn't buy a canvas tote bag for $2,000. It's just a symbolic thank you that they're sending you. And that's what success is. It's a symbol of the work that you did. All of these hours and weeks and years and all of these little steps and tasks that we do and the setbacks and the flip arounds and the rethinking and the start overs, those are not stepping stones on the way to the thing. Those are the thing. Those are all the little successes that add up, that make the big success. You know, and when you stop at a milestone, let's say you reach a certain number of followers on Instagram, or now you're able to sell enough artwork to keep yourself alive, which is still something that I'm not quite able to do yet. But when you reach these moments and you look closely at what the moment actually is, it's just the accumulation of all the work you put in. It's very appropriate that you're there. Everything you went through led you to that place. Now, that might not be as exciting to think about, but I find it much more inspiring because it allows me to take my entire art life and make that my art. It isn't just when I'm painting that I'm making my artwork and putting this life puzzle together. It's all of the things. When I'm standing in line at rush hour at the post office to mail something out, or when I have to try out new materials because the stuff I'm using isn't working, or I have to send in an application to something, those are all parts of the puzzle. That's all the art. All of it is the art. And when I think of it in that way, and when I internalize this point of view, it makes it easier for me to do all of those things. It is much more inspiring to me to keep going than this distant thing that I can't define.